This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Oh, no. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
And next, I want to turn to something that is also associated with summer fun, but is at the heart of some very serious moves by the government. Beer. It's Craft Beer Week in Ontario. And as you know, the government has cited the problems that craft brewers have in getting retail shelf space as one of the reasons they cite for canceling that contract or preparing to cancel that contract with the beer store. So here are some of the numbers involved. There are 276 craft brewers in 110 communities across the province. Another 80 are coming. The industry employs 2,200 people, and they say there are 9,000 related jobs. Craft beer has just under 9% of the beer markets, and the industry claims it generates $1.4 billion a year. So, do you drink craft beer? Do you think that's a good reason to be messing around with that contract, with the cancellation of which could result in mega penalties? And do you think the government is focusing too much on beer and alcohol sales? A lot of people think it's at an almost obsession level. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And right now we are going to bring in Jeff Dornan, the chairman of the Ontario Craft Brewers Association, and John Lorencic with the Allura Brewing Company. Thank you both for joining us.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, let's start with Jeff, so this is Craft Beer Week. What do you want to tell people about your industry?
Well, we are super excited. Craft Beer Week, just like Christmas, comes once a year. And it's a time for our members right across the province of Ontario to open their doors a little wider and get even more festive about our fantastic industry. There's lots of events taking place all across the province. We just had a large launch event at Junction Brewery in the Junction in Toronto. And it was a great party, and it was great to bring the community in to experience some great Ontario-made products.
Welcome to John Lorencic. John, how about you?
Well, it's something that we champion every day of the year. But, it's great to have events like this put on by the Craft Brewers Association to kind of give a little bit more of a push out to the world and people that might not know so much about craft beer.
You know, the government seems to be championing this industry, and it has invested. It's given out more than $1 million to invest in about 20 projects. And John, you were the beneficiaries of some of these grants. What do you need the money for?
Brewing essentially being a manufacturing process, a lot of the equipment that's associated with that is quite significant, and it's pretty expensive stuff. So we applied for the grant to kind of help us along with an expansion project that we're doing right now. So in order to add some more tanks to increase our brewing capacity, we've had to kind of upgrade a bunch of sort of process infrastructure. So like the chilling systems that are associated with it, as well as like cleaning systems and stuff like that. So we put together a few items that we applied for the grant with, and luckily we were able to secure that.
And Jeff, I want to talk a bit about the competition with the beer store. How big of an issue is that for your members?
We don't have a challenge with the beer store per se. It's more the sweetheart deal that the multinational brewers have with the government. It's really about fairness and access to the market. Speaking for myself, really, as a small business owner in Ontario, We're locked out of a lot of shelf space, access to we have customers come in every day. Hey, where can I find your product? And there's not a lot of access to Ontario because of the sweetheart deal. So really, a lot of our members sell through the beer store, but it's really the sweetheart agreement that's holding our members back from really growing in Ontario.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious. I find it interesting that the government really seems to have taken your case to heart and taken up your case. What do you have to say about that?
The government really, it's a case about fairness and really a case about small business. The government's really wanting to help small businesses, and we're small businesses located right across the province from Thunder Bay and Kenora down to Windsor, all the way out to Van Cleek Hill in, east of Ottawa. So we've been really happy and really excited to help, work with the government on this, and just really having a fair shake at the market and getting some more access, which we've been working on for a number of years. So we're very appreciative of their support.
And John Lorencic, tell me in terms of your experience, how hard has it been to access shelf space, and how do you feel in terms of having a fair shake?
Right. So, I think any craft brewer in Ontario would kind of talk about just how difficult it is to sort of get like a good spread of your product out. So the LCBO sort of being like the main sales avenue for retailing craft breweries sort of outside of our own retail stores. Obviously with nearly 300 craft breweries sort of vying for a pretty small little bit of shelf space, it's quite difficult to sort of get like a good spread of products in. One of the things that makes craft brewing sort of like a special and interesting industry to a lot of people is the ability to sort of get sort of new and exciting products out there. And with sort of the restrictions on retailing, it's quite difficult to sort of roll out new beers when they're sort of trendy and when they're sort of really catching on in bars and restaurants and stuff like that. The same opportunities aren't really getting out there to people on the retail shelves. Luckily, with there being so many craft breweries, people sort of have access to that kind of going to their sort of local craft breweries. But if you're not close by one and you want to try some beers from breweries maybe a little bit farther away, sort of having that access is really limited.
We are just hearing from our guests how hard it is to get shelf space at the LCBO or at the beer store. Some people have a little bit of shelf space there. And I'm just wondering about how the business goes, John Lorencic. How much of it is business that you have to do in the summer when people might be driving around the country and looking for a craft beer brewery to stop into and spend some time at?
Yeah, well, we got pretty lucky in that Allura is this absolutely gorgeous little town. And it's only a few hours away from Toronto. So we get quite a few day tourists that come out here through the summer when the weather is nice. And that's obviously like a very significant portion of our business and sort of what we do. We have a little brew pub as well as like our full sort of production facility all in one location. So having access to those customers are really important to our business, and especially when the sun's shining.
Let's take a call from Mike in Mississauga. Hi, Mike.
Hey, enjoy the show. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just had three points to make. Why don't all the, the craft brewers get together and open up their own retail syndicate?
Jeff Jordan, good question.
I'm happy to take that one. Unfortunately, we're not allowed. In Ontario, brewers are only allowed to open up two production facilities, and both production facilities have to have production equipment at it. So it takes several million dollars of investment to open up a single facility, let alone two. So we're not actually allowed to kind of join up and have our own grouping of stores, so to speak.
Well, that's a kick in the head. My second point is that if the owners of the beer store, if they sue me, the government of Ontario, then I don't think I'm ever going to buy another beer from them ever again. I'll just go to my local craft brewers. I live near Port Credit. I'll just go down there. There's a couple brewers down there.
I'm sure our guests are very happy to hear you say that.
And my third point is, I was a little bit concerned when I heard that we were giving grants out so that you guys could buy more equipment. Isn't this supposed to be the free enterprise system? I mean, nobody's giving grants out for people, you know, that want to start other businesses.
I wouldn't bet on that. I would think that there are certain kinds of grants, but I'm going to let Jeff take that question. Fair question, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff, what do you say to that?
I personally, I think the government of Ontario is trying to be a big supporter in small business, and there are programs in many different industries that receive grants. So there's many different programs for new businesses, existing businesses. You know, Allure Brewery has invested a ton of time and money into their growth, and Ontario is really trying to bring, you know, brewing home, and some of these programs are needed to help kind of get the businesses started. So I think it's a great first step.
Okay. Well, I think that answers the question. And John, how difficult or how much more difficult would your life have been without a grant from the government?
Right. Well, it definitely helps us in terms of kind of completing the project sort of as a whole. As I mentioned before, it takes quite a bit of money, and then when you're sort of running this as a small business, like we've kept our ownership circle very small. It's just a really small group of guys, and to kind of keep it that way, this help is definitely a nice thing to have, especially when we're focused on contributing to our community, sort of growing our business, employing people, paying fair wages, and all that kind of stuff. This definitely kind of helps with the whole package of sort of running and operating our business.
And Jeff Dornan, we're starting to run out of time on this. Does the move to liberalize sales and allow them in convenience stores, does that solve your problem? Or do you need more, for instance, the capacity to open your own kind of retail store to make the playing field fair, in your opinion?
We're excited for the expansion. When you look at the stats in Ontario, our industry does about 2% of sales at the beer store. We're in the mid-teens of the LCBO, and we're seeing upwards of 30% in the grocery channel. So more access to the market, the more consumers that see the product want to buy the product. They're really excited, as was mentioned earlier, on, you know, people are looking for discovery. They're wanting to try all different parts and different flavors of beer. So more access is definitely is a huge first step. We're very thankful that the government's willing to work on this file with us.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have for this. Thank you so much, Jeff Dornan, chairman of the Ontario Craft Brewers Association, and John Lorencic from the Allura Brewing Company. Happy Craft Beer Week.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.